Since the exchanges of fire began on October 8, South Lebanon has gone through enormous transformation and challenges. The 17 years of unprecedented security and stability that the region had enjoyed since 2006 was violently interrupted. Destruction, deaths, injuries, and large-scale population relocation are the current reality. Despite all that, UNIFIL and its peacekeepers remain committed to their mission in pursuit of eventual peace and to implementing their mandate under UN Security Council Resolution 1701. UNIFIL Head of Mission and Force Commander Lieutenant General Aroldo Lattaro, who has been working alongside his peacekeeping colleagues each day to prevent a devastating escalation, says the peacekeepers have been operating under difficult conditions since the exchanges of fire along the Blue Line began.
The past months have witnessed enormous challenges for the south of Lebanon. Since then, we in UNIFIL have all had to adapt to the new situation. Our work today is focused mainly on preventing escalation and safeguarding civilian lives, while maintaining the safety and security of our peacekeepers so they can continue the important work. It has not been easy to adapt to the current new situation in our area of operation. UNIFIL peacekeepers are in their positions and on the ground, carrying out their tasks and continuing to work, but when the fighting intensifies, they must shelter for their own safety.
In Maisi Jabal village, the southeastern village located adjacent to the Blue Line, these sounds can be heard almost all day. The village, previously bustling with residents going about their daily life, is now otherwise quiet, as most people have left to avoid the danger. The Nepalese peacekeepers who also live there have also faced challenges in fulfilling their mandated tasks since October 8th. Major Dan Katka of the Nepalese contingent explains.
Operationally, we have reinforced our patrolling and other operational activities despite numerous direct hits on our own UNPs, resulting in injuries to our peacekeepers and significant collateral damages. Due to air strikes and continuous shelling from both north and south of the Blue Line, some portions of operational and other movements have been interrupted almost every day. In terms of changes in the community, the major portion of the population has shifted to comparatively safer places, leaving old age, sick and very few people in the town. Damages and destructions are very visible in the community. Local authorities and municipalities have faced severe challenges with service delivery.
The current situation along the Blue Line and the intensified exchanges of fire did not change UNIFIL's work and coordination with the Lebanese Army. They remain strategic partners, and their presence on the ground, together or independently, reassures the people of South Lebanon who remained in their villages during these difficult times.
We continue to conduct joint patrols with the Lebanese Army despite some interruptions due to shelling and air strikes. In the almost 5 months since October 8, Nepalese peacekeepers have conducted about 750 joint patrols with Lebanese soldiers in all our area of operation. Besides that, we have conducted almost 7,000 independent patrols to observe, monitor, and report the incidents.
Despite the challenges and deadly risks, UNIFIL Nepalese peacekeepers, as other peacekeepers, remain present on the ground and remain committed to their mission to restore security and stability in their area of operations. Major Dan Katka again.
Nepalese peacekeeping positions have been hit directly by the cross-border shelling. Peacekeepers have sustained injuries. Movement has not been smooth and easy. Going to shelters more than 4-5 times in a day hasn't been so easy. When we reach at the halfway through the patrol routes, heavy shelling erupts in the close distances, and returning back to the shelter has not been a walk in the park.
Certainly, the last months have not been easy for the Nepalese peacekeepers. Since October 8th, their mission has been fraught with hardship and challenges. Now, after 1 year of service within UNIFIL in South Lebanon, it's time for Major Dan Katka and his contingent to go back home, and other Nepalese peacekeepers will take over their mission. He is eager to reunite with his wife and 5-year-old daughter.
It is a real honor for me to serve here as a peacekeeper, and especially serving in time of high escalation has been a tipping point in my military career as well. I'm very proud to be a member of UNIFIL and to serve the kind people of this beautiful country. May peace prevail in this land.